Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
And we're back live from Mobile World Congress. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by Franklin Flint, a global teleco strategist and marketing director at Dell. Franklin has been on the Chip Chat program once before. We were trying to figure out exactly when that was. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. I'm glad to be back talking to you.
So, Franklin, I know that Mobile World Congress is an incredibly busy show. So first, thank you for making time today. Why don't you remind the audience what your scope of focus is at Dell and why you guys are at Mobile World Congress this week?
Certainly. So I work in the group at Dell that's responsible for selling our products to people who then sell it to their customers as their solutions. So we call it OEM solutions. Mm-hmm. We work very hard to help people get the best out of their solutions, where we take care of the hardware and the services and the integration and those types of things. And a few years ago, we entered the telecommunications market with a handful of dedicated carrier-grade server products, all based on Intel hardware. We have storage products. We have networking products for that market. And we've also built an entire sales vertical around the telecommunications space. And since that time, there's been the trend to move towards network functions virtualization in the industry. And we are very excited by that, because that leads to a cloud-based solution, which Dell is very strong in. And we're going to take advantage of everything we've learned from building data centers and bring that into the telecommunications space.
I was just talking with Jim St. Ledger of Intel, and we were talking about how this telco transformation reminds us of the transformation that happened about 10 years ago in corporate data centers.
Yes.
With the delivery of industry standard solutions. And Dell, you know, more than any other company, was a huge driver of that change and knows the value of industry standard technology. Do you see this opportunity in telco similarly?
Yes, in fact, it's almost exactly the same for us. All the things that we've mastered over the last 10 years, we get to use again in this market. But we have to address the unique needs of this market, because it's not exactly the same, obviously, or it would have happened 10 years ago.
Right.
So the technology is really advanced. Intel's done an amazing job of getting the performance up and the value of the product to the point that we can do this with standard product. We're very excited about that.
So when you look at it, you mentioned NFV. What do you think are the critical things that kind of came together that made this be the right time for this transition in telecom?
I think there's a lot of things that allowed that to happen. There was already a trend to move to an x86 architecture, to Intel architecture in the platform, because there was benefit to that, but it was still very vertically oriented and it wasn't virtualized and all that. I think that some of the advancements in the processor and the throughput technologies, the networking technologies that Intel has brought to market, has really enabled standard server architectures to allow the throughput that you need for a communications network, to allow for the low latency that you need in the communications network, and also to allow for the uptime that's necessary. In fact, uptime is one of the areas where the industry thought that that would be a problem with going to standard architectures. And when we started looking into it, it turns out that a lot of the data center technologies already had better uptime than was expected in the communications market.
Interesting. So as the resiliency and capabilities of industry standard hardware continued to rise in data center, at some point, some of the things that were delivered were relevant in this space as well.
Yes.
When you look at what Dell does with OEM systems, what is it that you do to ensure that you're taking full advantage of all of that underlying hardware capability and adding benefit for those Dell systems that actually make it into customers' hands?
Yeah, so we focus on the things we're strong at. We have an amazing supply chain capability. We have a very strong quality testing and assurance capability in our organization because we support our own hardware, so we don't want to see failures. It costs us money to deal with failures. We can't just pass that off on some other company to deal with. And so we're very good at building strong, reliable, sturdy platforms. We're also very good at listening to our customers about what they're looking for. And so we take the great guidance that Intel brings us with the innovations that they bring to market, and then we apply the things customers are telling us in terms of feature sets, in terms of configurations they're looking for, and we bring that to our customers in a strong way. And we do that globally, and we do it with support behind it, integration behind it. as well as our ability to work with the software vendors and other best-of-breed players who are building the platforms and the underlying architectures on the software side as well as on the hardware side, so that we can bring everyone together for a single, large, high-quality solution.
And that global really is important in this transition, because it seems like, unlike some other trends that we've seen where there's a leading market mm-hmm. on a technology transition, this one seems to be happening all over the place at the same time.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's just such an obvious fit. Now, obviously, there's some hurdles that have to be overcome, but it makes sense when you're developing a new network or building a new network in the emerging markets that you would start with this mm-hmm. rather than have to transition it and build new data centers and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of people are almost willing to wait before they go into the market so they could take advantage of the new technology.
That's really interesting. And if you think about some of the conversations in Asia Pacific, I would assume, some of the other areas in the globe that may not have the network infrastructure that they need to support economic growth, mm-hmm. this is a huge boon, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also nice because once you build this architecture, you can put whatever you want on it. Once a function can be virtualized, you can apply it to your platform. You don't have to go through the 18-month tests and development
right.
and all that. You can go through a week of tests and development and then go live.
And push it live,
and if
yeah.
it doesn't work well, you take it off and you spend another couple of weeks developing and testing and then go live again. And that's really nice about this technology. We love that.
Now, you mentioned before we started recording that you had an announcement this week. Do you want to share that with the audience?
Certainly. So we were really thrilled. We actually teamed up with Red Hat, and we were jointly using our IP and their IP and their engineering resources and our capabilities, and we are developing a version of OpenStack that is highly optimized for the carrier network. So it's aimed at that network function layer and addressing all the issues that the OpenStack version, the open source version, hasn't addressed yet. Most of the people using OpenStack today have to put a lot of special hooks and bells and whistles mm-hmm. into it that's their own IP that they have to hold on to. We're saying it's time to move beyond that, and let's go open source. Let's make the whole thing open source, allow for more innovation, mm-hmm. allow for more people to participate without that high cost of getting in, and also allow for anyone to compete equally for the same opportunities, so that that leads to more innovation, leads to more competition. It creates a lot of choice
right.
for our customers, which is always a good thing. And we think we can differentiate on our services and our capabilities, our globalization, all those things, rather than focusing on a technical feature mm-hmm. as the primary differentiator.
That seems like addressing a huge piece of the puzzle in terms of delivery of solutions that can actually be deployed.
Right.
What kind of collaboration did it take between you and Red Hat to get that ready for this announcement?
It was pretty intensive. It was nice in that outside of the telecommunications market, we worked on the same kind of agreement for enterprise architecture. Mm-hmm. So OpenStack wasn't even hardened enough for enterprises yet to be a truly standalone, deployable, live tool. So we announced at Dell World back in December that we had an alliance with Red Hat to develop an enterprise solution for data centers. And then in parallel with that, and also borrowing a lot of the engineering effort, we are now announcing the telecom version of that effort. And we'll start putting milestones on the roadmap for how we're going to deliver that over the next several months.
That's very exciting. I think that that's something very interesting to be watching in 2014.
Yeah.
What else have you taken away from Mobile World Congress in terms of broader industry engagement that's been notable to you in terms of the advancement of NFV solutions mm-hmm. and the, you know, the general momentum towards from idea to deployments?
Yeah, so obviously network function virtualization is the big topic, and I think it deserves to be the big topic because the benefits are just so massive, it's hard not to pay attention to it. What's nice is a lot of the proof of concepts that were more like science projects are actually turning into reference architectures that can be tested mm-hmm. and verified in real-world scenarios to work out what kinks are still left in the system. And I believe that we'll start seeing some limited pilot work very soon because people are all working in the same direction to get there, and I think that's very exciting. I also think it's interesting that a lot of the people in the industry are still defending their stance and offering what they're calling as open systems that really are, it's open if you go and work with them on
right.
the solution. And it's not, I think it's come off very well that we're out there saying, no, it's for everybody. Open means open to everybody
right.
and anyone can participate. And a lot of our friends and partners and people that we're doing business with and the ecosystem that we're building love that idea because anyone can participate. We have customers or companies that are direct competitors with each other all wanting to be in that ecosystem, even though they're helping their own competitors
right.
To be in there.
Well, you know, I think that when we've proven in compute that when we all work together on open industry standard solutions, Everyone wins in the end. The customer wins and the industry wins by creating a larger opportunity. So sounds like the same thing is happening here. And I think that that's probably why there's so much interest in NFE as a foundation for all of that. Well, Franklin, thank you so much for being on the program. I know that people are going to want to talk to you about what you're doing in this space. So where can people continue the conversation with you?
Thanks for asking. So we do have a website you can go to. It's dell.com/telecommunications. Mm-hmm. And from there, you can click on a link and fill out a form, and we'll get back to you and talk to you about it. You can also visit our blog site, which is blog.delloem.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Franklin at Dell. Let me say that again, Franklin at Dell. You can follow me, and we can interact there as openly as you want, and I can introduce you to anyone you need to meet.
Well, Franklin Flint, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Great. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.